Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, as we continue, our conversation is going to focus around 2-1-1 today. And yeah, no, it's Terry Cunningham. She's with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. And 2-1-1 is kind of a United Way thing. So help me out here. How are you going to tie these two together?
Well, good morning.
You Brian. Always have a plan.
I always have a plan. That's right. Yes. 2-1-1 is a United Way service, but number one, very active in United Way and volunteering my time for United Way.
All right.
So it's a project that I really, truly believe in. But number two is today, which is February 11th.
Oh, 2-1-1.
2-1-1.
I got it.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It is the National 2-1-1 Awareness Day. So how do I put this together with Rutherford County EMS? Well, a lot of our situations that we may go out to when 911 is called, it may be ending up being a 2-1-1 situation. So we recently have placed or going to place 2-1-1 cards on each of our ambulances. So that who better to get that information to the public is the first responders. So we have also worked with Murfreesboro Fire Department, and they also have those 2-1-1 cards on each fire truck so that if they go out to a fire or something, then they can give those people a 2-1-1 card because they will be able to call them because they're going to need housing. They're going to need clothes. They're going to need money to buy food, whatever. All they have to do is call 2-1-1 to get these services right here in our own community.
Well, we just were talking with Dwight Ogleton about the Cold Patrol, and you know, that's a great idea to check on your elderly friends and neighbors and things of that nature. But for those who need emergency assistance with their heating, for instance, or whatever the case may be, this is kind of like a one-stop shop for resources, a one-stop shop for information on who can help me, isn't it?
Absolutely. When you call 2-1-1, you actually speak to a live, very well-trained person. You don't get a recording. You talk to that person. They are going to ask you for your zip code so that they can refer you to services that are right in your own community. Now, as I said earlier, this is a national-wide project. 2-1-1 serves let me look at my numbers here, 55% of the United States is available. Now, in Tennessee, all 95 counties have 2-1-1 services. So it doesn't matter if you're in Rutherford County or if you're in Knox County. There is a Knox County, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay,
Knox County.
You get services specifically for that particular area. So if you call 2-1-1 and you say you are in need of heat, emergency heat, your heat went out, you didn't have the money to pay the bill, you call 2-1-1, they will refer you to our local community services that will be able to help you.
That's the great thing about it. You know, just in Middle Tennessee, there are, according to some information I got from the United Way, 4,000 different organizations providing various services, 4,000 different services out there, and they know where they are, how to get in touch with them, and exactly what is in specific communities to help the folks in those communities with various issues. So how can you go wrong with that?
You can't. And number one, it's confidential. So they don't ever have to, they won't ever ask your name. You know, they ask you for your zip code. And then you need to be prepared with a pencil and a piece of paper because they're going to give you the names of some community services that you will be able to contact. Now, they do not contact those services for you. It is your responsibility to write the information down and to call them. They will give you a correct phone number so you don't have to go searching, you know, on the web or somebody or ask people, you know, who do I call? And they say, oh, I don't know, try here, try there. They will give you accurate information on who you need to contact. And the services could be from A to Z. I mean, it's amazing how many services are provided by the 211.
Well, just listen to this. Training, employment, food pantries, help for aging parents, addiction prevention programs for teens, affordable housing options, disaster assistance, housing utilities, crisis, emergencies. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So all of the agencies, we have a United Way Spotlight segment, and, you know, each week we have, you know, some United Way agency that comes on, and we speak to them about the various things that go on within that group. They're very aware of those services, and even services that are outside of a United Way partner agency. You know, you may call and ask for something, and, well, Greenhouse can help with that. Or I mean, all of those services, Salvation Army, all of those services these people know about. And I think that's great to have a knowledge base like that.
Absolutely. The services that they have available to them are not necessarily all United Way agencies, because there are a lot of services out there that may not be a recipient of United Way funding. But that's okay, because the goal is that we need to help the community that's in need, you know, for any particular reason. And that's the important thing, is to get them references to where they need to go.
Terry Cunningham is joining us from Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. I think it's interesting that you said the county fire department. Is it the county fire department?
It's all the fire department, the county, and the city. And I'm in the process of getting up to Laverne and Smyrna fire departments as well.
Why? I can understand fire because of the, you know, they go up to, you know, a home, and the people lose a lot of their possessions, maybe in a home fire. These are cards that everybody could be handing out. But how did this come about with emergency medical paramedics?
Okay, so, you know, a lot of our calls could be for a lot of different reasons. You know, from everything, I think falls is our number one reason for people to call 911. But a lot of calls may be they call 911 because they're out of their medicine and they need to go to the emergency room to get a refill of their medicine. So if we can teach the people, don't call 911 to get medicine and be transported unless you're sick, but call 211 and say, look, I'm out of my medicine, who can help me? You know, so answers like that. Maybe they're cold, they're hungry, and they don't know how any place else to go. They have no family, no friends, and they call 911 because they feel like if they go to the emergency room, they'll get fed, they'll get a room, a blanket or two, you know. So what we need to teach them is, we appreciate you calling 911 if you're sick or injured and you need to go to the hospital, but if you need a blanket, if you need food, call 211 and they will be able to provide those answers for you. And who better to see the public on firsthand basis besides paramedics, firefighters, first responders, the police officers? We all see these people out there in the community, and they're the ones that need the help.
You know, you bring up a very great point there. 911 is, I guess it's just so ingrained in us that that's for emergencies, but I can't imagine how many non-emergency calls come in through 911 that could simply be answered by calling 211 here.
Absolutely. You know, if where else are you going to go if you don't have any heat, if you didn't have any money to pay your heating bill? You know, you're at home, you're cold, so what best thing to do is to call for an ambulance to transport you to the hospital. You know, so that's why we all have to do our part in our community and educate everybody about 211. Now, I have been the United Way coordinator for Rutherford County government for the past, I don't know, 14 years. And still every year I go to these departments and I ask them, are you familiar with 211? And there's so many people out there that are not familiar with it. So we have to do our part and teach the citizens of Rutherford, Cannon, and across the nation how important 211, and it's fully funded by United Way.
And today is National 211 Awareness Day. The great thing is it's something that is being done all over the country, but our local United Way, when you call, you're going to talk to someone from the mid-state area, and probably, is that
yes,
how that
absolutely,
works?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Uh-huh. They'll call someone that's here, and they'll be able to refer them to agencies that are in their community, so they don't have to call somebody in Memphis. They can call references and referrals here.
Yeah, that's why the I guess the support is there to have the personnel in place that are trained in order to get out this information when they get phone calls.
Oh, absolutely. And I've had to call 211 for a person themselves. And so I've done it because I was asked to do it for this person. And so I've gone through that situation. And so, yes, I actually talked to somebody. They asked me the zip code, and they started referring the agencies that were able to help them. Another thing is that in reference to 911, a lot of times we can get calls for mental health situations, overdoses, attempted suicides, and situations like that, where we can give them the 211 call number, and we can say, look, when you can, call 211, because they have people out there that can help you to get where you need to be. So what better place to have it but on with our emergency services?
And it's a great service. And, you know, for those people who are out in the community, who are going out to maybe speak with homeless, or you know, the homeless census was done recently. I'm just trying to think of all the situations where maybe you're an advocate for issues out there. Reverend Dwight Ogleton, for instance, who's working with this cold patrol. These are people who can simply dial 211 to find out how they can help pass this along to someone else too.
Absolutely.
You know, kind of like what you did.
It's the whole process.
It's anonymous.
It is anonymous. So if somebody needs help, then get that information and give it to that person and say, look, this is some places that I found out that locally these people can help you. So, you know, you don't have to, if the person doesn't want to call themselves, or a friend or family member, that's okay. You know,
if they're nervous about calling, don't know what to ask, you can help them out there with that.
Absolutely. It's a great service, and we're lucky in Rutherford and Cannon County to use it. We've had and just in Rutherford alone, we've had almost 6,000 calls to 211.
Wow, 6,000 calls.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
That's a lot.
Terry, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow for another show.